microwaved coffee.
So yeah, so tomorrow we're gonna go look at places, like both Kyle and Justin, because I went by myself last time. So we're just gonna go to the same places I saw and see what they think. I could never be on House Hunters. I am like the least picky person you've ever met in your life. I'm like, does it have a working stove? I'm good. Does the shower work? Cool.
That's funny.
I mean, especially with renting, because like, what do I give a shit?
Yeah.
If it's like updated, it's like I'm not gonna live there forever. So,
Yeah,
just on wood floors and stuff.
yeah, it's hard because I mean, you want something that you like you enjoy it so that you can
Because you're gonna be there a lot. Yeah. And you know, the other thing I'm looking for is like, I'm a huge like open all the windows person. I love natural lighting.
Yeah,
Love
so
it.
it's Venice.
yeah, that'd
And
be very nice.
that's one of the like major turnoffs for some of these places. Like the one that we went to in La Mesa. Remember the one that was like in the alleyway?
Yeah.
I was like, there's no way. I'd lose my goddamn mind.
Zero
There was like
light.
no windows, and I was like, no, I'd go crazy. I
Yeah.
cannot live here.
No, I like the dark.
You do?
Yeah, I like
Yeah, so does
Dave.
Kyle.
I mean, I think I'd like a lot of light in the living area, but in my bedroom maybe,
Yeah, maybe less than there.
I don't have to have like a giant window or
Yeah, I
something.
guess that's the
Yeah.
same. Like,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, the one that we
A
went to go see in La
skylight in
Mesa
your
was
room.
like, yeah, the one in La Mesa was like the entire apartment was just super dark. Like the lights were only working in the kitchen, and we had to like turn it on to see anything. But yeah, that's one of the things I loved. The one that's in Bonita that has a carpet. The living room was huge, and so was the kitchen. The kitchen was like enormous compared to these places.
Yeah.
And then that was one of the things that was appealing was like the lighting. It was really nice in there. Like in the living room, it was really, really bright and big windows. So I can't wait to show you
That
guys
was the one with
tomorrow.
the skylight, right?
Oh yeah, and it had a skylight, which was like helped so much more.
Yeah. Man, but
In
that
the
was the
kitchen?
one available in May, right?
No, that one's available now.
Oh, but that was carpet.
Yeah, the carpet one.
I
The
guess
one
we
with
could just
the
do carpet.
The one with the wood floors is the one that's available in May. And then there's one that we haven't looked at. The one on remember we stopped by it, but they were closed. It was called Bonita Court. It was right across from the Plaza Bonita Mall.
Yeah,
Like
I
right there.
remember
So that one is available on April 1st. And it's a 2-bedroom, 2-bath, and it's 1845
Oh,
a
okay.
month. And let me just send it
That'd
to
be
you.
nice.
Yeah, and really nice area also.
I keep thinking like I don't mind, but in the back of my head I'm like I could live anywhere as well, but you know, the subtle things I want is like wood flooring, laundry in unit, two bed, two bath,
Yeah, and
right?
I
But
mean it's
if
like
it doesn't have one of those, I'm okay. I just
and it's like it's totally understandable that we're being picky because we're paying so much money. So I don't think it's too much to ask for to be like, hey, can you not have carpet everywhere? Like, if we're paying $2,000 a month, like, could you update this? It's just like, yeah.
Yeah, that's how I
Yeah.
feel about a lot of these places. I'm like, you're charging a, like the prices have gone up a lot. So you should make the effort,
To
you
update
know,
them.
to update
To
everything,
update,
yeah.
upkeep, and yeah.
To
And
keep up with everything else.
I have seen that some places charge less if that one unit is not updated. You know, like if it's still like the old model or
It's
whatever. I
like
have seen that they do
$12
that.
less.
Yeah, but it's not like that often that you find that. I don't know. I was telling Justin and Kyle that like I'm starting to see now why we pay so much for the weather. Because here it's like if you're just sick of staying inside, like you
Yeah.
just step outside, it's like always beautiful. It's never like bad weather. And so it's like, but yeah, I hope we find a place tomorrow. We're looking at them.
Yeah. If I mean, yeah, if one of those are good, or we get a call from Sunbow.
I know, the Sunbelt. Okay, the Sunbelt, the hot boyfriend.
Yeah. when I called, the lady I was talking to, she was, I don't know, like she was talking so slow, mm-hmm. as if she was like a teacher trying to teach me an advanced topic that I was like, I don't know what it is. And she's just like, and like, so she wouldn't answer my questions. That was weird.
I have a question. Did she have an accent?
Yeah, a little bit.
It might be the same lady, the first lady I talked to. Because it was the same thing. She was like talking so slow. And then I was like, I kind of want to tell these people when I call, like, I'm already sold. Don't sell me the apartment. Just give me the price. Because then they start telling me all the amenities. And I'm like, yeah, I fucking know, because I'm desperate to find a place.
And I was like, yeah, we've seen the place already. Like, you don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was just, can you just answer my question?
You should put your finger on her lip.
Shh. Yeah. Hi, Ringo.
Ringo. What's Ringo's?
Ringo's like, what's his requirements?
Yeah.
Kyle's like, maybe we should look for a carpet because, like, the tap dancing is, like, constant.
Oh, this
is,
like, yeah.
24/7.
That's true.
Yeah, but no, it's fine. It's not, like, annoying or anything. It's just funny.
You oh, this one, the Bonita?
Nails?
We file him down whenever he gets groomed. But it's like any little step that you make on these floors, they're like,
just give really him a little sneakers.
I know, little socks.
Dog sneakers. Socks, yeah.
Yeah. Ugh.
Being an adult.
I know, it sucks. It
sucks. It's worse. Let's
go back. Can we just go back?
Yeah.
Like 15 years.
Can we get a do-over?
Yeah, right.
But yeah, have you guys done anything other than look for apartments?
No.
No. No, we've just been looking for places. Working,
looking at places, yeah.
Yeah.
I've applied to, like, I don't know what happened. I think maybe because COVID restrictions are lessening, but I've been applying to, like, a ton of jobs. Like, all of a sudden, they just opened up, so I think they're maybe preparing to get people back to working, but
that's good.
That's good. Yeah, I've been doing a Joey when his refrigerator breaks
and just eating everything.
I've been eating everything in the fridge since we're moving, and like, we basically, I've just come to the conclusion that I can't cross any food over. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm just trying to eat everything I can, and then we're gonna like limit what we buy for the next month and a half, and then. Uh-huh. So probably 2 weeks before May 1st, like before our final day, I'm gonna just put the fridge and the washer dryer on Craigslist or whatever, offer up whatever they use over here.
Oh yeah,
because I'm not leaving them. I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
If these owners were nice, I probably would be like, I'll just leave these here. But
no. Yeah. No, fuck that.
Yeah, no, I'm just gonna sell them.
Yeah,
because they're still really good. And then because Vanessa was like, we're taking them, and I was like, any apartment that we, it's not like Mexico, like the U.S. if it, you rent an apartment, it usually comes with a refrigerator.
Yeah.
And then if it has a washer dryer inside, then it usually comes with it or whatever. And if it doesn't, then we'll, you know,
worry about that later.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then you're going to have it in there for like, you know, it could be a long time.
Yeah, so. Store it. Yeah, because we're going to have to get a storage for a few months before we find a place. But I think we're going to try to get rid of a ton of stuff. Like, I've already started to kind of. There's this like lady who used to clean before COVID, she used to clean our house like once a week, like do a deep clean. So like, I would pick up and do everything during the week because Vanessa was studying, and then she would come and do like the deep clean. Like, she would deep clean the floors and, you know, behind things.
Was it expensive?
No. Well, not over here. I mean, it's not that expensive over there either. You just got to know someone. Yeah. So anyway, she, like, we've been giving her stuff because she donates things to like other people that need it or whatever.
That's nice.
So like, Ryan cleaned out his closet and Vanessa got all his clothes and gave it to her. And then Vanessa just got rid of a bunch of clothes. I'm gonna get rid of a bunch of clothes. And then I got a bunch of stuff left over that didn't sell on eBay. I'm just going to give it to her. I'm sure someone's going to. And then I still have like motorcycle stuff from when I was riding a motorcycle. And I just decided that the next time I order Uber Eats, because they all come in little motorcycles, if the guy's gloves are bad, I'm just going to give him.
Oh, nice.
If he wants it. I mean, I don't know if he's going to be weirded out.
Yeah.
I'm just going to give him all my motorcycle stuff. And then, yeah, just like little things like that. We're just going to try to minimize our trips. And then everything we organized, well, Vanessa really organized everything last year during her breaks. So, like, almost all our stuff is, like, organized and packed away. So, like, that stuff is going to be easy to move. Like, our office is probably going to be easy to move.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
The only thing that might be hard is the kitchen. So, we need to get boxes for the kitchen.
But, oh, Kyle can get you some.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll need that. And I think we might start packing it anyway, and then just leaving like the minimum stuff to like cook, like minimum things, and then
yeah just like basic,
yeah. And then since we're not gonna be buying that much food anyway, because yeah, I just want to make sure the fridge is empty. But yeah, I mean, that's like our plan for the next month and a half, which I feel is gonna go by faster, and it's gonna kind of suck for Vanessa because I can't help her as much as I would normally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because of school, but whatever, I mean, it'll be fine, I think. And then one of her aunts said that she knows someone who can, that helps people cross the border, like when they're moving, like they help come and like get stuff, and then you just pay. I don't know how much yet, like we have to ask her, but it's just kind of something she mentioned in passing to Vanessa like a week or two ago. So we just got to make sure how much those people cost and how many trips they do. Because if they only do one trip, then we might just ask them to take like the really big stuff. And then we found a cheap storage place that looks like it's kind of new, like in North Park. It was kind of like, it looked like it, they had just built it like recently. And so it was like, we kind of trust that. I didn't want to rent somewhere like old or something. And it was a lot cheaper than, because we looked at places in East Lake too. And that place was like a lot cheaper for a bigger storage unit.
So. Storage.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm excited. I can't wait. Like, yesterday was fun.
Yeah, it was so nice to like do that again,
to see people.
yeah
it's been a long time.
So then I was telling Vanessa, I was like, how am I gonna record? And then she was like, well, if Parky and Kijon find a place, you guys are probably gonna record.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah
And then I was like, I was like, but what if they don't find a place right away? I'm like, I still have to make sure I find a solution.
Yeah
So I mean, but we're not moving till like completely moving till the end of April. So I don't
know. And hopefully we will have a place. But
yeah, I was like, hopefully it doesn't take you guys that long, because that would suck, especially for Justin.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's
where I'm at. My mom's like, just come live with us for a little bit. Yeah,
of course your mom is like.
Yeah.
No, mom.
She wants her baby back. Yeah. She's like, this is my perfect chance.
This dog isn't the same.
she's gonna be like, isn't it great here? Free rent? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, kind of.
Free rent's great, but
she's gonna like lock your door from the outside. At night. Can I just say,
yeah.
Oh no.
Like, what the F?
But anyway, our life is like the same right now, moving.
Yeah.
But this is microwave moving coffee, and I'm Ivan Ortega.
And I'm Kishan Sandy.
And I'm Justin Park.
Eat.
And we're starting our new service where we help people move.
Yeah, we find places for you.
Yep. And we'll install tiles in your home.
Yep.
Kyle's tiles.
He never started that business, so...
No, he never did. Very disappointing.
But yeah, so anyway, yesterday, when we were recording this, it was March 8th, and it was International Women's Day.
Yep.
So I decided to do a topic on international, like, a event in that international, like, a women's celebration thing. Mm-hmm. So on the 24th of October, 1975, in Iceland, specifically so Iceland has like the weirdest,
like, Reykjavik.
Reykjavik, uh-huh. Iceland. 90% of the women in the country decided to demonstrate their importance by going on a strike unofficially. It was actually called a day off.
Uh-huh.
Kishan probably knows this because she did women's studies.
I don't know this.
Are you serious?
I'm very excited. No, I don't know this.
Oh, Vanessa goodness. Told me about this when she was doing, when she took like a women's studies class. And then she reminded me of it.
I'll tell you at the end another story that I thought you were going to say.
Oh, okay.
It's similar, but yeah.
So Iceland's population is, or at that time was 216,695 people. So 25,000 women did not go to work, did not do housework, and did not take care of the children. This was kind of decided by a group of women who had started, I think, 5 years earlier, called the Red Stockings. The Red Stockings were like a group. It was basically a movement, not really a group, I guess, but it was more of a movement of people against like traditional views of women. You know, women have mm-hmm. to stay at home and cook and take care of the children and stuff.
Yeah.
The older generation obviously had issues with this, since they had their whole life been trained and been trying to perfect being a housewife and cooking and doing all that stuff. So the Red Stockings movement decided to come together because women were not getting paid the same as men. I mean, this is like something that was happening around the world. But I think around that time in 1975, I think like Norway or something, I forgot what other country, had equal pay for men and women by that time. So they were like a little bit more progressive. Mm-hmm. And Iceland was looked at as like they were falling behind their other Scandinavian. In 1975, they're falling behind.
Yeah.
Scandinavian countries. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is funny because there's still countries where like women aren't getting paid, including like this one for, I mean, it's better now, obviously. But in Iceland in 1915, women were given the right to vote. So by 1975, only 9 women during that time got a seat in parliament, so they can vote, but they were still not being voted in to, you know, have a better opinion. I believe that the price or like the pay difference was about like 60% less than men, which is an insane amount.
That's crazy.
It's like they were getting 40 cents to the dollar, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just it crazy, which I mean, we think it's crazy now because obviously things are different, but mm-hmm. So anyway, because this happened, the men had to, like a lot of men had to take their children to work because, you know, they couldn't just leave them at home because all the women, like it wasn't like they just were sitting at home and were like, I'm not going to do anything today. Mm-hmm. No, they like went to Reykjavik and they were all standing. There's actually a picture that I saw where like they're just standing shoulder to shoulder, like singing, and there's like people using megaphones and they have like picket signs and
So they did collective. I was like, did they go to like another island?
No, I know that probably would have been a good idea, huh? But no, they went like collectively, all like 25,000 women, like 90% of the women in Iceland. I mean, it's not that big. There's actual people, right? Like, there's not that many places where actual people live in Iceland. So yeah, so they all went, and yeah, so they were like together, which was, I think that's kind of what made it more impactful. Because of that, like, yeah, like I said, like the men had to take their children to work. Newspapers reported that a lot of men like bought a bunch of candy and like crayons and things like that to keep their kids busy while they had to work. A lot of banks and factories had to close, like just random shops had to close too. Specifically, as far as factories, the fish factories were closed completely in all of Iceland because women were the only workers in fish market and fish factories.
Holy crap.
So nobody showed up to work, so they had to close.
And that's like a major staple of their diet, isn't it?
Yeah, fish and apparently sausages. And the reason I say sausages is because sausages sold out that day because apparently it's like a big thing with kids, like hot dogs and sausages.
That's what they want to eat.
Uh-huh. And that's what they want to eat. So the dads were like, you know, like, what do we do? So they bought sausages, which are boiled, I guess. You know, a lot of people boil their sausages, mm-hmm. which is easier to cook. So all the men, they actually ran out of sausages in the country that day.
Dang.
So I wish I could find more like information, but this is like all like the places had very little info on it. The one thing that I did see was that they interviewed, so because of this, in 1980, so I'm going to go back a little bit before I say what I was going to say. In 1980, they elected Vigdis Finnbogadottir.
I don't even want to know how it's spelled.
Yeah. who's a female. She was the first democratically elected female president in the world.
What?
Yeah, 5 years after thing. So like in 1980. So she was the first woman to be elected president in the world in 1980. She ran the country for 16 years and brought it up into the status that we know Iceland is like today. So much so,
nice.
Like women like had taken such a bigger role after this like protest, basically, that children were weirded out when Ronald Reagan won in the US because they were like, why is a man running the country?
Really? Wow. Yeah.
This was coming directly from her, from Vigdis. There's like an interview of her through the BBC where she says that her son asked her, like, why is he running the country? Like, why is the man running the country? That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Yeah. So anyway, she recalls in 1975 listening to the radio, because they would give the news through the radio back then in Iceland, and you can hear children playing because, you know, the people working at the radio station had to bring their kids to work. to work. But yeah, so that is crazy. So this is what sparked the International Women's Day thing, where now it's called International Women's Day to make it more inclusive around the world, I guess. Because I believe it didn't really have a name like back then, but a European Union called it 1975. They recognized it as the year of the woman because of this.
Hmm.
So yeah, because of that, in the article that I read, which was 2008, they did another thing where they investigated what the gap was, and the gap had gone down to 4.5%. So it's like not zero yet, but it's 4.5%.
Very low.
Yeah, which is like, I mean, it's very low. It's almost nothing, but it's not nothing. Like, it should.
Yeah.
And then ever since then, the women in Iceland have gone on strike 5 times for the same thing. In 1975, in 1985, in 2005, 2010, 2016, and 2018. So now they kind of do it as a tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And they leave work. So first they left work at 2:05. I think in 85, and then they kept going. Like, now they leave, it was like 2:05, and it's supposed to like represent how the gap has gone lower and lower. And I don't really get how they came up with that math, but they leave at different times at 2:00 now.
Oh,
yeah. So they do it like every few years.
And just basically recreate it.
Yeah. So they leave work, like they just get up and walk out of work.
Huh.
It's time.
So cool. I don't know.
Yeah. It really is.
Here it is. Okay, so at 2:05 p.m. and then in 2005 they walked out at 2:08. 2010 at 2:25 and 2016 at 2:38. There's no time for 2018, but yeah. I think in 2018 they tried doing it here too, right? Was that the year 2018, or was it 2016? I don't remember.
I didn't know we attempted it here.
Yeah, it wasn't very good. And Vanessa was like, we should do that here, and I was like, I don't know that it'll work. Like, we have so much crap in place to restrict people calling out of work in the U.S., which is really dumb.
Yeah, that's why we can't have like the whole, you know, that's why they have like those fire drill Fridays.
Yeah.
Like, that's why they have them on Fridays, because they know people can, like, leave work early, maybe, on those days. Like, you can't, yeah.
So, it's just, I was like, I don't know. It would have to be, like, everyone agrees to not go to work.
Yeah.
Like,
or else it wouldn't be effective.
Enough where it would disrupt. And even for a day, like if it disrupts business for a day, I don't know that it would have a great impact. It would have to be like a week or something, like where it really starts hitting their pockets.
Yeah.
Or something else. I mean, I don't know. There's probably someone smarter than me can come up with something. But anyway, yeah. So like the reason I said day off in the beginning instead of like strike. So apparently at that time, I don't know if it still is, but strikes were not legal in Iceland. So they had to call it a day off. So they were really? Saying like women are taking a day off, like type uh-huh. thing. Huh. Yeah. So you couldn't do a strike. And so, but I mean, it worked, obviously. 4.5% from 60%.
Wow.
Yeah. In, what is it now? 75, 15, like 40 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Math, 40 something years?
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, that's kind of what happened. That's where we got the idea for everyone else in the world. And
nice. Yeah,
people. I didn't know that. I didn't know that was the origin.
The women in their life. Yeah.
Yeah. What I was going to tell you in was that when you first mentioned, I thought you were going to talk about this in 2003 in Liberia, the women were sick of war and they, you know, obviously like a lot of places in the world, including here, sometimes don't have enough power. So they did a sex strike. So no women had sex, and they kept it up for like, they said that they would keep going until they ended the war, like the civil war that they're having, the Liberian civil war, because they're like, our children are getting killed. And it's all because of like, you know, for stupid reasons and we're paying for it. And so they kept it up. I don't remember how long, but they, just didn't have, and they ended up ending the war because of that. Yeah.
Dang. They found the
they found the thing they can't live without. Guys can't live without.
They found the cure to world peace.
Yeah. Yeah. And there was actually, there's a movie called Chirac by, it's a Spike Lee movie. And it's the same concept, but it's set in Chicago for like gang violence. So the women in the movie do the same thing, but with gang violence. And it's really cool because I'm really dumb. I don't know anything about Shakespeare, but it's based off of a Shakespearean play. And so the dialogue is in like Shakespearean English.
You're not dumb. It's not fun to read that anymore.
Oh my God.
I don't remember. That's all they had. That's all they had back in the day. And I'm sure it was entertaining back then, but it's not fun to read anymore.
Yeah. Kyle and Carol, they like make me feel so smart. Like they're like, we hate watching Jeopardy with you because I get a lot of answers right. And then Carol the other day was like, why don't you apply to be on Jeopardy? And I was like, I can't fucking go on Jeopardy. They ask about like, they ask about one whole section of Shakespeare, like almost every episode. I was like, I can't do that. Like, there's no way. But yeah.
Yep. Cool. But yeah, that's it. Celebrate someone who's like, I don't know, important to you.
Yeah. The woman in your life.
The woman in your life.
The woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't piss them off. They'll take away. They'll take sex away from you in a minute. Careful. Anywho, cool. Well, yeah, well, where can they
they can find us on Instagram at Microwave Coffee Podcast, and you can email us at microwavecoffeepodcast@gmail.com, and soon Microwave Coffee Movers.
Yeah. We'll help
dot,
you
dot ca.
Yeah.
Dot ca.
I don't know.
All right. Cool.
Well, thank you guys. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Could I get some more coffee?